For WBAI News in New York, I'm Linda Perry. This weekend, a handful of supporters of Republican presidential hopeful Donald Trump stood near the entrance of NBC, where he was to host Saturday Night Live. They carried signs which read, "Build the wall. Donald Trump is hosting SNL. Get over it."
The stupidity. If they don't like it, go home.
Tammy, visiting New York City from West Virginia, looks over at Trump protesters disapprovingly.
I think that when you come to this country, they should respect our rules, learn our language, and be able to become a part of our country rather than trying to force us to become a part of their beliefs.
Tammy seems to be the kind of person Donald Trump attracts.
There's just still so much racism today. I think there's just such a great divide of, you know, like between the rich and the poor and, you know, white and black and Mexican. I can never live in anybody else's shoes, but I think people just need to accept people for who they are and embrace them.
Henry Pacheco was born in California. Now he lives in Brooklyn. He's a writer who says he's a voice for Latino millennials.
You know, I'm Mexican. My family, you know, were Mexican. So for him to say, you know, Mexicans are racist and drug dealers and criminals, I'm not a racist, I'm not a drug dealer, I'm not a criminal.
Monica Cruz, a political science major at Fordham University, has the bullhorn. The crowd repeats after her. They think it's a joke. They think it's a game.
A lot of the media coverage and attention that Trump has gotten, you know, from even more liberal people, don't take him seriously. It's a joke. He's not a real politician. He's not going to do any real damage. You know, his campaign is a joke. But we see the dangerous implications.
Karina Garcia is also originally from California. She lives, though, in Queens. Her parents are from Mexico.
Trump represents American-style fascism, you know? I know that his racism, it's provocative and it's to get headlines, but it has a really very real impact on our communities, you know? Our families are the ones who pay the price for his bigotry, and racism is one of those things that you just can't ignore. It really, it's like a tumor. It spreads, and then before you know it, you have cancer.
Garcia says it's important to take the opportunity to speak out and spread a message of unity, of full rights for all workers, to tell people born in the U.S. that immigrants are not your enemies.
Immigrants are not the ones who cut your wages. They're not the ones who sent, factories abroad. They're not the ones who cut your pension. They're not the ones who took away your health care. They're not the ones who received billions of dollars of bailouts from your tax money. That was the banks. That was people like Trump and his friends.
Marnie Halassa is a performance artist with Occupy Wall Street and Revolution is Sexy.
Really, what I would like to see is that the bigwigs from corporate media and SNL and NBC state that they're here not to make the world a better place, that they sanction and advocate hate speech, and that, you know, they accept it.
Dressed in red, Halassa is hot. She wears a sexy devil's costume and holds a bundle of dollars. Her sign reads, "Ratings hotter than hell."
And it's really a play on the fact that SNL, like, all they care about is the ratings. And the devil is congratulating them, and the devil is evil, so what they're doing is evil, but the devil loves it.
We're going to ask the business community to step up and pull out money from advertisement.
Frank Garcia is head of the New York State Hispanic Chamber of Commerce. It has 80,000 members. He says NBC is getting a lot of heat for having Trump on SNL. Garcia says not only is Trump anti-immigrant, but also against small businesses.
He's made a lot of money off the community. We researched some of the jobs that he's done in Mexico and Puerto Rico and Dominican Republic, and he's made a lot of money off us. And he's not someone you could trust.
Meanwhile, the Republican presidential hopeful went on SNL as scheduled Saturday night. Ratings were solid, but not huge. What remains to be seen is whether his appearance hurt or helped him, NBC, and SNL, which has been declining in viewership for years. Linda Perry, WBAI News, New York.